a ride home. We were walking up the steps. I had my cane. I'm so expectant. I can't wait. The door opens. I walk in. I just kind of stood there dumbfounded. I turned to Bev and said, "Where did all this stuff come from?" I'd become so acclimated to the clutter in my environment that I didn't even know any different. Having a different environment, with fewer things in it, gave me the contrast, both in terms of experience and feeling. Just take a moment right now and think about something in your life, physical possession-wise, maybe a collection, maybe an item, maybe an old sofa, I don't know what it is. Just kind of visualize that. Think of one thing you could release this week. I know one person who takes out two items of her home for every item she brings in. Somebody else had a New Year's resolution of releasing one item a day for a year. So just think of some little strategy that would work for you. And just remember that, hold that in mind. Now we'll talk about the second P. First was props. Next is peeps. Who do you know in your life? We all have these people that you would rather not call back because something that should take 3 minutes can be 30 minutes or an hour. We all know those people, right? It might be your sister, it might be a coworker. We have to learn to set some boundaries for those people. The other evening, I went out for a late night dinner after a meeting with a colleague. I explained that I'm not eating carbs, dropping weight. I looked through the menu, ordered some scrambled eggs. After our food arrived, he offered me one of his waffles. I said, "No, thank you." We're visiting and talking. About 5 minutes later, he said, "I'll share half my hash browns with you." "No, thank you." A little later, he practically insisted that I eat one of his two pieces of Raisin Toast. "No, thank you." It's kind of comical, but sometimes we have to be like a two-year-old. You've seen a two-year-old, right? "No! No! No!" That's kind of how I felt that night. I was a little more polite. So just think of someone in your life and some way that you might be able to set a boundary. Emma Estrada, who used to teach yoga when she was alive, I see some heads nodding. I love that woman. Every holiday season, she would say to us, if you're in a conversation with one of your relatives, that's, you know, they're kind of pestering you, it's a little difficult conversation, you can't seem to end it, you just say, "Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom." You get up and leave. I mean, hardly anybody will say to you, "You cannot go to the bathroom." By the time you come back, they're usually in a conversation with somebody else, or if you two resume conversation, the energy shifted and you may be talking about something else. Probably 30 years ago, a good friend of mine, Sharon Poindexter, whom some of you know because she became a student spiritual leader here through our connection, Sharon Poindexter said to me once when I was talking about something, "I have a policy of listening to the same story three times. If the person hasn't changed the circumstances or shifted something, then I will ask them not, that I will tell them I will not listen to it anymore." You've told me this twice now, so I just want you to know that you have one more time. After that, I'm going to say, "I won't listen anymore." Well, I was a little flabbergasted. I thought that was kind of harsh, right? That has so stuck with me. That really served me for her to say that. Just think of somebody in your life that you have a hard time setting boundaries with. What's one thing you can do to just kind of hold that boundary? Now, you may want to eliminate them totally, but that's a little hard to do legally. So let's work with setting boundaries. Hold that in mind. Maybe someone you'll see in the next week. And as an example, as a reminder of the, these are one of the peeps in our life. Oh, there's another one here. So just know when you see those peeps to be on a guard, aware, vigilant, and hold your boundary. Now the third P that I'm talking about this morning is poops. What, you may say, is poops. It's what the 12-step program would call stinking thinking. It's that BS, those thoughts that loop around and loop around, loop around, like, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. I'm too old. I don't have enough education. Those kinds of things. A lot of times they come through programming, conditioning when we're younger. It takes a lot to be aware of those, because awareness is the first key. When my super ego starts beating me up, if I'm alone, sometimes I even say out loud, stop it! What's one way you could transform that thought? I have in here, to help you remember, poop. Now this may look like poop, but once you transform your perception of it, it is actually a hand stress reliever. You know those balls that you squeeze like that? That's what this is. So just take a moment, think of one of those thoughts you have that just recurs and recurs like a broken, endless record. If it's, oh, I always have a bad day. This day's just going so badly. It may be Pam Grout's 2.0 thought. Something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. Just a little shift like that, some simple shift you can make in the next week. Let's see if there's anything else in here. Oh, there is. A snake. What's a snake doing in here? I know what a snake's doing. What do snakes do? Slither. What else do they do? They shed their skins. I spent time the last three weekends at the Light Center. I was at a firewalk ceremony. Before we had the ceremony, we each picked an object. I picked up a snake skin because that spoke to me. If we could be like the snakes and shed our skins and these different kinds of things I'm talking about, releasing props, peeps, and poops that no longer serve you, can help you shed your skin and walk in a new way. It's time we're transitioning from an old world to a new world. Some would say from the fourth dimension to the third dimension. Remember, when you get pushed in such a way by your possessions, people in your environment, your thoughts, remember, what do you say? Imitate Nancy Reagan. Just say no. 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 Do you hear that? I think it's coming from back here. What in the world? I know, it's coming from here. No. 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 What in the world? Oops. What are you saying no to? I'm not getting rid of anything. And you're not getting rid of me. Why would I get rid of you? Because I'm a prop. You don't need to worry about that. I'm not going to get rid of you. You promise? What were you doing back there in a trash can? Oh, I was dumpster diving while listening to your talk.
Excuse me.
There is no excuse for you, rather. Claire! That was not nice. What would you think of the talk?
I thought the ending should have been closer to the beginning.
Since you so rudely interrupted me, will you please introduce yourself to these people?
My name is Claire.
Claire, what is your last name?
Thoyant. I'm Claire Thoyant.
That means that you have ESP.
Just like you, just like me, extra strong perspiration. Don't sweat it, honey.
Why do you sweat so much?
From dumpster diving. That's what I was doing.
What do you get out of dumpster diving?
Rusty armpits.
Where did you learn to dumpster dive?
From the best, Pat and Lisa.
What do you do with these things you find in the trash? Do you give them away, like Pat and Lisa do, to somebody who can use them?
No, I keep them. And if any of you are getting rid of anything, give it to me.
You must have a really big house.
No, I'm homeless.
You're homeless, but you bring all the stuff home from the trash? Where do you keep it?
In my self-storage units.
Storage units?
Yes.
Wow. Why do you dumpster dive?
Because I don't have much money.
It's probably a good thing you don't have much money. You'd be out shopping and bringing lots of stuff out.
Oh, I do go shopping.
You go shopping?
Window shopping.
Windows. Well, window shopping, that's not bad. At least you don't have a bunch of stuff to lug around.
Are you kidding? I got a storage unit full of windows. It's really hard to get around in there. It's a pain.
Well, you look like you're strong, courageous, and resilient in spite of a hard life.
How can you tell that?
From looking into your face.
You must be reading between the lines.
Yes. Are you one of those people where life gives you lemons, you make lemonades?
Oh, if life gives me scraps, I make quilts.
Quilts with scraps. Are you a quilter?
Yes.
Where do you quilt?
At the senior center.
Okay.
Hey, I found some good scraps in the trash can while you were talking.
You did? Where are they?
I tucked them under my vest.
Oh, let me see. Well, sure enough, you got some scraps there. Huh. Let's just try an experiment. Would you let go of one of these?
Are you kidding me? Why not? Because I might need it.
Just as an experiment.
Do you think I should?
Yes.
You know, in Unity they say that nature abhors a vacuum.
So do I. That's one reason I don't have a house. Nothing to clean.
All right. When you create a vacuum, you release something, you make space for something new to come in. Do you believe that?
No.
Are you willing to try it as an experiment?
Just once.
Okay. Here's one of your scraps. We're going to put one of your scraps in this little mini trash can here. It says props. You must have been looking at notes or something. How's that?
I can hardly breathe.
Will you be willing to try it again?
Okay.
Let's take this one. Peeps. How about another one?
Okay.
Poops. We'll put this in the trash. Oh, there's another one there. It says pounds.
I definitely will get rid of that one.
All right, we'll just do that. Still alive in there?
Yeah, barely. Oh, where's the new stuff coming in at? Where is it? I don't see nothing.
It's not quite like that quick, and it may not be like you get rid of one thing and you get another physical thing. It may be that releasing something frees up the space for a new experience, new feelings, new states of being.
I ain't got those either.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just put the lid on the mini trash can and let it percolate. Okay?
Now what? Are you baking a cake in there?
No, I'm not. Let's see what happens. Ah. Ah. A beautiful quilt.
Wow, that's great.
I'll tell you what, since you were willing to release some of your scraps, this quilt is for you.
I'm going to go take a nap. Sunday afternoon nap.
All right. Well, before you go, just say goodbye, Claire.
Goodbye, Claire.
No. I mean, just say goodbye.
Nothing's a goodbye. That's why I dumpster dive. Up until now.
All right. Thank you, everyone. I'll let her go take her nap.